ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria. It's summer, and while that may mean more time outdoors, it also means more time in the sun. To teach us how to be safely outdoors without incurring harm from the sun's rays, I've pulled in expert Dr. Amy Kim. She's a dermatologist at Metroderm PC here in Atlanta, and Dr. Kim's expertise lies in skin cancer management and children's dermatology, and she's the founder of Baby Peeboo. That's a line of infant skincare products that I have used on my own baby and really enjoy them. Dr. Kim, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So I want to just dive in. Last year, the FDA changed their labeling for sunscreen. Can you explain that? Because I know it can be confusing.
Right. I mean, to keep things simple, I think what people need to look at when they look at sunscreen labels is to look at two things. The first one is to look at the label to say broad spectrum, which means that the sunscreen is going to protect against UVA rays. And the second thing to look at is the SPF, which means sun protection factor, and that's going to protect you against the UVB rays. So for look out for those two things.
Okay, so you want to have both because UVA and B are two separate kind of waves and have different effects too, right?
Right. UVB is the one that's definitely known to be more carcinogenic and causes the acute sunburns. The UVA rays tends to be the ones that can also cause sunburns a little bit later, and that also causes wrinkle formation and causes the aging process to start happening.
Okay, so if you don't want sunburns, you don't want wrinkles, and you don't want skin cancer, you need to have both SPF and broad spectrum.
Exactly.
Okay, really good to know. Now, speaking of SPF, how do we know what amount to wear? Do I need SPF 300?
Right. So SPF, as I said, means sun protection factor. And what that means is, for example, if you burn in 10 minutes in the sun, an SPF 15 would allow you to stay in the sun 15 times longer or 150 minutes. In general, I tell patients to look out for a SPF of 30 because an SPF of 30 will filter out 97% of the UVB rays. And so that's what's important. And also, the big important thing that people don't do enough is reapplication, which means to reapply every hour and a half to 2 hours.
So you really have to stop and put it all back on again every hour and a half.
Yes. And for a grown-up, the average amount of sunscreen that someone needs to that they need to cover their entire body is a shot glass full. So your sunscreen bottle should not last you all summer. You should be going through it. You know, one sunscreen bottle may cover a whole family.
So. Really? So we're all not, none of us are using enough, most
probably
likely.
Not.
Okay. How much should you be using on your face? Shot glass for your body, how much for your face?
Oh, probably. I mean, even a pea size or two can cover the whole face. But when you're really putting the sunscreen on, you kind of want to make sure you really feel it and see it. So it's probably going to be almost like a grape size full that's going to cover the face.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Really good to know. So even if it's SPF 100, it doesn't mean you can wait any longer than an hour and a half.
Yes. So really just a key thing, just know you're doing at least an SPF 30 and the reapplication.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, if 30 is blocking 97%, is there just any benefit to going higher and higher?
Not really. And, you know, I think the big thing is I want people to put their sunscreen on and I want them, and they'll do it if it feels nice. So the sunscreens, when they do get higher in their SPF, let's say SPF 80 or SPF 100, they do tend to feel not as cosmetically nice. And then if it doesn't feel nice, someone's not going to use it. So okay. I'd rather you use it.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. They feel white, chalky, and hard.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So good. Let's stick to SPF 30. Now, what about for kids? You know, is there a specific number they should be using?
Right. Same thing for kids. I think look out for at least an SPF 30. Usually they'll say like SPF 30 plus. And with kids, if they're less than 5 years old, I tend to like chemical-free sunscreens, which means that the active ingredients will say zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. The first reason is those chemical-free ingredients, they actually protect you against UVA and UVB. The other thing is those ingredients tend not to sting their eyes. So when you're reapplying sunscreen to your child's face, especially if they've gotten out of the swimming pool and they have water on, you just want to be able to kind of dry them off, put it on, and not worry about them complaining that the sunscreen sting in their eye. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell parents that's an easy trick that they can use is use that. And if they feel like they want to use something that has chemical, like a chemical sunscreen, they can do that for the rest of the body.
Okay, that's really, yeah. Mm-hmm. If it goes in their eyes, they're not going to let you do it again.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what about sprays?
So sprays, I tell patients, look out for sprays as good reapplication. Okay. Also, as a general rule of thumb, it's nice for people to put sunscreens on while they're putting, let's say, their swimsuit on or anything mm-hmm. on. Because when they do that, it'll allow them to make sure they cover all of their skin and not miss certain areas like the swimsuit lines where people can tend to burn. And sprays are nice for reapplication. I think if you use a spray for your first application, you're going to tend to miss areas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So some important points there. So start off with like the lotion or the cream first.
Correct.
And do it while you're putting on your swimsuit, not while you're already at the pool.
Absolutely.
So to make sure you're not missing spots. And also so to make sure you're protected as soon as you get out there, because it takes a little bit of time for the sunscreen to kick in.
Right. Right.
Okay. Now, what about brands for adults? What brands do you recommend?
A common brand I recommend for adults is there's one called Neutrogena, and it's an ultra sheer. Mm-hmm. And it's particularly the SPF 30. Both women and men have liked that, especially if they're outdoors. It doesn't tend to feel icky or sticky or greasy. So that's a good brand to stick with. I have a lot of guys who they tend to like one that's called Blue Lizard. It can mm-hmm. look a little whitish, but I have had some golfers and tennis players tell me they like that. And men also tell me they do. I think they just like, maybe they like the packaging, but they like the Copper Tone Sport.
Is whatever gets them like. To use it.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay, and what about kids?
So for kids, what's nice is, like, as I say, I tend to point parents in the direction of using chemical-free sunscreens. So Neutrogena, they have one that's called Pure and Free, mm-hmm. which is a chemical-free one. And then also California Baby is one that tends to be a more natural line that has that offers the SPF 30 as well.
And we can't forget your very own line, Baby Pibu.
Yes, yes. So Baby Pibu, we have a natural-based sunscreen that's a broad-spectrum SPF 30 as well.
Okay, so does it, and so that means it has more of the minerals in it?
Yes, right, exactly. So the active ingredients are the zinc oxide and titanium dioxide.
Okay, good. So that's what I've used on my baby to protect
yes.
them. Because baby skin is so susceptible to the damage of the sun, too.
Exactly, exactly. And I think what's nice, especially let's say your child is less than 2 years old, it's nice to stick with the chemical-free sunscreens because which have the zinc and titanium dioxide is because those ingredients tend to be less irritating. Mm-hmm. They actually also tend to be more hypoallergenic to cause less irritation to your baby or toddler skin.
Okay, really good. Really good to know. We can use all those. Now, what about water-resistant sunscreen? Is it as effective?
Yes, water-resistant sunscreens are just as good. You know, I think they got a little bit stricter with what was labeled for water-resistant because people, again, were not reapplying. And in general, a lot of the water-resistant sunscreens, they can give you about 60 to 80 minutes in the water. Mm-hmm. What you have to look for in those products, because they are water-resistant, they tend to feel a little bit more greasy and ointment-based. They work just as well. It just ends up that the cosmetic feel of it might not be as appealing to the consumer.
Okay, and they're still only going to give you 60 to 80 minutes, so you have to reapply
yes,
them,
too. Yes, you've got to reapply.
Exactly. Water-resistant doesn't mean you can use it any longer.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, you know, in our last question, you know, what are some other measures besides sunscreen that we should be using to protect ourselves and our kids?
Well, I think, you know, what a common question parents will ask me when they, you know, sunscreen should be used in babies 6 months and older, and that will never change. And so what you want to do is seek out common things like shade, avoid being outside when the most intense sunshine is between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then you can use other measures such as wearing hats. Hats offer good protection as well, especially broad-brim hats.
Awesome. So it's using all of our tools, from clothing to the right products and everything else.
Absolutely.
Dr. Kim, thank you so much for joining us. Now, to all of our listeners, if you want to book an appointment or learn more about her, you can go to metroderm.org. If you want to find Baby Pibu, you can buy it across the country at Baby Pibu, PIBU.com, or on Facebook at their Baby Pibu page, or at Baby Pibu Product on Twitter. This is Dr. Daria. You're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.